And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
There are a lot of data that demonstrate how out of whack and absurdly divided the American economy has become between the haves and have-nots. But consider this number. If the federal minimum wage, which is currently at $7.25 per hour, had increased since 1985 as fast as annual bonus pay on Wall Street, it would now stand at $33.51 per hour. Perhaps we shouldn't be surprised by this, since the average CEO pay last year at the top five U.S. investment banks was $24.7 million. Of course, as crazy and as unjust as these numbers are, the unfairness is even worse for women and people of color. American women have to work more than 15 months to make what their male counterparts make in 12. The situation is even worse for Black, Native American, and Latinx women. The bottom line, our unjust economy didn't occur naturally or by accident. It's the result of centuries of discrimination in the workplace and decades of failure by elected officials to stand up for workers. All caring and thinking people should demand action to fix it. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.